September 3, 1910, that which Jesus does to one soul, affects all others. As I was in my usual state, blessed Jesus came as a child. He kissed me, he clasped me, he caressed me, and he returned many times with kisses and embraces. I was surprised that Jesus had so exceeded with me, most miserable one, being with me amid kisses and embraces. I returned them, but timidly. And Jesus, with the light that came out from him, made me comprehend that when he comes it is always a great good, not only for me, but for the whole world, because by loving one soul and pouring himself out with her, he comes to regard the whole of humanity. In fact, in that soul there are many bonds that unite everyone, bonds of likeness, bonds of paternity and sonship, bonds of brotherhood, bonds of having all come out and been created by his hands, bonds of having all been redeemed by him, and because of this he sees us marked with his blood. Therefore, in seeing all this, as he loves and favors one soul, the others too are loved and favored, if not in everything, at least in part. So, by coming to me, since we are in times of scourges, in kissing me, embracing me, caressing me and looking at me, blessed Jesus wanted to regard everyone else and spare them in some points, if not completely. Then, after this, I saw a young man, I believe he was an angel who went around marking those who were to be touched by the scourge. It seemed that a great number of people was taken.